This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, April 27th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. Unions in Nepal are organizing assistance for people affected by a major earthquake on Saturday, April 25th. The number of dead has been estimated so far at 3,600. More than 6,000 people have been injured. The Nepalese unions are calling for help from the international labor movement. Bishnu Rimal, the president of the General Federation of Nepalese Trade Unions, GFONT, said the unions are trying to provide medical treatment for the injured, temporary housing in tents, and the supply of water and food. One of the labor organizations leading the efforts to help the Nepalese unions is the Australian Council of Trade Unions, ACTU. Through its humanitarian aid agency, it is collecting money to buy emergency supplies. The agency has set up a fundraising part of its website at www.apheda.org.au. That's www.apheda.org.au. EDA.org.au. Nepal is one of the poorest nations in the world. GFONT President Rimal said, support is very much needed at this time. The United Nations has released a report calling for a transformation of how economies work in order to protect the rights of women. The report is entitled Progress of the World's Women 2015, Transforming Economies, Realizing Rights. Catherine Hasselberg of UN Radio spoke to Lakshmi Puri, the Assistant Secretary General of the UN department called UN Women.
As I understand it, this report will highlight how unpaid care and domestic work needs to be recognized, but also redistributed to men. Can you tell me how this is envisioned?
It calls for recognizing and redistributing and, in a way, provisioning of unpaid care work. So the report is very much focused on picturing an economy that, in working for women, does so through providing them a recognition and valuing of the paid and unpaid care work that they do. And when we talk about redistribution in the household, it's about the male members taking on greater responsibility, but in the community as well. But also its redistribution is about and through provisioning by the state, by the private sector, you know, all stakeholders and civil society. So this is what is really a critical part of this report. The focus on the care work and the care sector. And if you really provision this universally, you're not only supporting women's economic empowerment, but it's also about creating and generating millions of jobs in a global economic context where everybody is complaining about jobless and suffering from jobless growth. So this is something which is a win-win for all.
The report will give us 10 priorities for public action. Which one would you say is the most urgent?
The most important message is that we have got to transform economies in order to realize women's economic and social rights.
Education unions around the world are lobbying governments this week to improve public education. Radio Labour senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The Global Union Federation, which represents teachers and other education workers at the world level, is organizing a global week of action, April 26 to May 1st. Education International, EI, is working with the Global Campaign for Education to remind governments to provide quality education for all. EI is calling for decently paid, qualified staff, adequate facilities, and free education. EI is a founding member of the Global Campaign for Education. The campaign is designed to remind governments that education is a basic human right. It is calling on nation states to provide free, quality public education to everyone. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.